The ball in Bethlehem, where I live, goes in fact through the city and around a place which is called the grave of Rachel, Rachel the second wife of Jacob from the Old Testament. And so it is in a way like a finger going through Bethlehem, taking part of Bethlehem out of the city, made inaccessible for people in Bethlehem and for Palestinians. So 4 years ago, we, an educational institute in which I work, although I'm not a Palestinian, I'm a Dutch, but I live since 20 years in Bethlehem. My wife is also from Palestine. So we created there a series of posters, now around 200, with stories and also with some symbolic signs like traffic signs, don't dream, don't imagine. It's a bit provocative also in the area where we made a last extension near a refugee camp where there are daily clashes between the Palestinian refugees and the Israeli soldiers, who made Rachel's tomb in fact into a kind of military castle. So it's also, apart from giving a voice to Palestinians, it's also a way to show that non-violent means of resistance are possible in an area where there are very much violent clashes.